at this point, there seems to be a lull in the action, but that is not true in any way, shape, or form. Is everybody aware of the email listservs that we have? Are you all on? Can you show me your hands if you're on a listserv where you get information? So if you're on email at all and you would like to find out what's going on day to day, there are people, Susan Shibanoff, who's a retired English professor, has information that she gathers every day. She reads all the newspapers and she gives a commentary. She has a blog. And if you go to livefreeorfry.org, you can find, you can get on the web, you can get on her blog, you can get on her listserv, you can get on Valerie Harris's listserv, I forget the name of it, but it's on livefreeorfry.org. And if you go ahead and you even Google Northern Pass, you will find a lot of our websites. There's a coalition that has started of all the groups in New Hampshire that are opposing the Northern Pass. There's people in Compton, Deerfield, Campton, Deerfield, and all of us in Sugar Hill and up here in Colebrook. We're all organizing in a very loose way to go ahead and try to fight this project. And so far, we've done a pretty good job. I mean, we've actually had to lay back a little bit because the power companies in Connecticut and Massachusetts figured out that this Northern Pass is going to put them out of business. We said that for the past 4 months. Conservation Law Foundation, they have filed a lawsuit against PSNH for their Bow plant that is continually polluting more and more coal pollution, and they're out of compliance. So people are hitting PSNH and the Northern Pass from all angles at this point because everybody is so angry at what they're doing. They haven't withdrawn their application yet. The next thing that we've been trying to do since January is to find a place where we can buy reseller electrical power. And if you go on to Facebook, is anybody here on Facebook besides me? Oh, we got one, two, okay, three. Oh, yes, Charlie Young. Stop the Northern Pass, Charlie Young, right? Even there and at the union leader, they put an article out that said there are people that are going to residentpower.com to sign up for electrical services and to get your electricity through a reseller. And this residentpower.com is a business that's actually been selling electricity cheaper than PSNH can get it to us for. So if we all do a mass exodus from PSNH en masse, many, many, many of us, we're going to really tell them the message, look, we don't like what you're doing to us, and either you change your behavior or we're all leaving. So that's something that can really send a message. The other thing we really have to do at this point is to fight to get the Senate, the New Hampshire Senate, to approve HB 648. House Bill 648 is the bill that Larry Rappaport put in to the House of Representatives, and it did not pass in the Senate Judiciary Committee. So they are studying it, and Larry brought a crew up here of a couple of senators and showed them around and showed them what was going on, and they were appalled at how we've been treated by the Northern Pass. So they're restructuring that, and they're trying to do enough research to go ahead and make a bill that the Senate can pass. So what we need to do is to contact our senators and any of the other senators and let them know we want you to make a bill that you can pass for HB 648. And that way, we will have some of the same laws to protect us that the state of Connecticut has. The state of Connecticut wouldn't allow this transmission project to go through. They wouldn't allow the high towers to go through. They've outlawed them. They've outlawed new transmission lines above ground. But they wanted to go through here for their electricity. Actually, most of the people in Connecticut don't. They don't want it to go through here so they can have electricity down there. When you ask the average person, that's their answer. When you ask a few people who want to write about it, they say, oh, this is good for us. But the common people don't agree with that. So our fight is not against the people of Connecticut. Our fight is against the big business. So If you have things you want to do and you're on email and you're on the internet, please Google No Northern Pass. You'll find whatever you need to find. And if you don't do email, please get in touch with an orange shirt and give us your phone number. At least we can keep you in touch. Any questions? Thank you so much, Brian.